9:30 on a Thursday morning means it must be time for me to talk things over with Brad Dungis of Dungis Family of Autos, home of the 995 oil change and the low price tire guarantee. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you today?
It's a great day in the neighborhood.
Oh,
fall weather is upon us. High school football comes our way tonight.
High school football, fall break here, so the kids are out of school. And beautiful day for football, it looks like.
I think it's going to be an outstanding evening. Looks like the rain will hold off if the forecast is to be believed until after midnight. So that'll be one more good thing about the weekend.
I love these nice nights as it starts to turn into fall and get cool weather. It's a beautiful time of year.
Yeah, good time to talk about Halloween, but we'll do that in just a little bit.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. We just got, Rob was actually out at a Ford meeting this week. Great, it's really exciting meeting. His reports are that people should not be concerned about Ford Motor Company, that there's a lot of excitement, a lot of stuff yet to be stories to be told about Ford. There's some product stuff coming, as we've talked over the last couple months, as we've talked about the transition in the market from sedans and such to different types of vehicles, and they've got a vision for where that's going. I think that is kind of not really the full story been told, as you'd expect right now. I think they're anticipating some changes in people's tastes and stuff, that we're already seeing shifts in people to, you know, more flexible vehicles and such, and trucks have been, you know, a leading part of that for Ford Motor Company, trucks and SUVs for a long time, and I think they're really building on their strengths and a lot of great performance vehicles and really continuing to provide vehicles in all price segments too, so I'm really excited about that.
Well, we'll expect you to play the role of Paul Harvey then and tell the rest of the story for us. But
yeah, it's coming. I think we've got a lot of exciting things this year with a new Escape, and pretty soon we'll have a new Explorer. There's a new F-150 just a few years away. We know about the Bronco and the Ranger that are coming, and I think there's more to those stories. I think a lot of it is electrification and continuing towards a more autonomous vehicle that can drive itself someday. But I think, you know, those are all things that are pretty far out there on the horizon.
Yeah, I think that's kind of a Gene Roddenberry thing on down the road yet. But we'll see what happens. It's going to be interesting to see how that develops and what the technology brings us.
Yeah, it is. It's the cars have so much technology safety-wise that way now that they really are changing how cars drive and the kinds of things that happen with the vehicles. I mean, just the lane keeping systems and the ability to help warn you if you start to drift, and then emergency braking situations where the car can actually brake and stuff like that are changing accidents, and we're seeing things that are, you know, different kinds of things that happen with cars in our body shop and stuff like that. It's a lot of different change in our industry.
Well, I think, yeah, maybe you can pick the number in the past 20, 25, 30 years ago, whatever it was, if you were out doing bumper hunting and ran into a deer, at the time, you, for all practical purposes, could consider that car totaled because the technology wasn't there to make sure that everything lined up exactly right, and you always felt like you were driving down the road crooked.
Yeah.
But with the body shop that, you know, is laser guided,
frame correction with the ability to replace parts of vehicles and segments, and I think with the F-150, we've got, you know, an all aluminum vehicle that actually is made in a different way than the steel vehicles, where it's in smaller pieces that are put together, so body shop work changes there. You see lots of changes too with paint and how you line up the technology stuff that's inside the vehicle, the electronics and that kind of stuff. So
yeah, it's going to be an interesting next 10 to 15 years just to see how the technology continues to invade how we drive and what makes driving easier for us.
That's right. You know, but even today, we've got a lot of great deals. We've talked the last few weeks about the model year in clearance and the change in over to the 2019 models, and that is fully on now. And we've shifted to a lot of the incentives to the 2019 vehicles. There's a few 2018s left out there, but everything's fresh, and the lineups are there on the ground. Great inventory for this time of year. At Ford, we've got SUV season going on, which has got incentives on the full lineup of the Ford SUVs. employees from the Escape on up and Echo Sport too. I shouldn't leave it out, the newest one there, and the lowest cost segment vehicle. You can get one of those for under $20,000. Toyota has 7 models with 0% financing. We've got a great inventory of used vehicles, and our Lincoln inventory is really good right now. We've also and had some changes in Lincoln that we should talk about. We now have 2 Lincoln specialists. We've added Michelle Gaines into our sales, is really the Lincoln specialist, doing the role that Bruce has done for a long time. And then Roxanne Moore in our service department is going to be the Lincoln service specialist. So we've actually added another person to help the Lincoln brand, and that's really exciting for us. And you know, just continuing to deliver on that that brand's promise for us, and you know, with pickup and delivery, and in the warranty, and part of the, you know, loaner needs of those customers are really critical. So we do a lot to just make it really convenient for them when they service with us.
Extrapolating for say oil changes and that sort of thing, then you've got 2 phone numbers that you could call.
That's right, and most of the time it starts with Michelle. She leads with that, Roxanne basically backs her up on the Ford service drive.
Okay.
So she helps them once the appointment's set and takes it through the service, and then helps with the pickup and delivery and the execution of the loaner if that's required. And then we do a wash and vac, a car wash every time the Lincolns are in too. So she works through most of that. And it just expands on our ability to serve those people quicker and better, I think, and also to take care of our customers wanting to look at new vehicles and to sell cars too, hopefully.
I hope so too. And of course, this is the time of year when I know you like to talk about things like wiper blades and tires, because as we get into the winter driving season, more slush slops around on the car all the way around.
And there was somebody trying to sell a snowplow on the consumer
connection heard that.
This morning.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
When I first moved here from Illinois 22 years ago now, or almost 22. I had just bought this great ergonomic snow shovel. Haven't used it hardly, maybe more than 2 minutes since then.
You need one if you, especially if you have a shady side to the house where you have a sidewalk. You ought to get out there and clear.
That's where I've used it. Yeah, almost exclusively. But
really, what we see more often than the need for that is probably a tire light coming on. Maybe with the changing temperatures, with cooler evenings, you may have a tire pressure indicator there that may trip just because of the change in temperature changes the pressure in the vehicle in the tire. If that happens, just take it into your dealer or bring it by Dungis, and we can reset that and make sure there's nothing else going on. But a lot of times that just happens with the temperature changes.
It does. And of course, you can almost change, well, you can, not almost about it. You can change those wiper blades on the service drive for them, your way.
That just takes a few seconds if that's all you need. Of course, if you have time to go ahead and do the oil change, we'll do a complete multi-point inspection on your vehicle and really show you what's going on, make sure that you're taken care of there. But if it's just the blades, we can put those on the drive.
Hey, speaking about what's going on, what went on with the Right Chef competition?
I
heard
great
from
Tri-County
Tech. They said it was great.
We had a great, I wasn't able to be there all day, but I was there for the afternoon presentations by the 3 chefs, and it was outstanding. And all 6 were great. We had 6 chefs come in, if people don't know, from all over the country, 2 from Florida, 1 from Philadelphia, 1 from Louisiana, 1 from Houston, I believe, and 1 from Las Vegas. And great, great guys. They really formed a bond and had a great time in Bartlesville. And that's what's neat. And these 6 were selected from a group of over 500 people that applied for this position, where you come and you get to really recreate the Copper Restaurant at the Price Tower into something of your vision, and work with the Price Tower Copper team to execute that for the next year. You get to live here in Bartlesville. We provide a room and board for the chef that we select, and that opportunity to create your vision. And so they had a cook-off. We had a great group of judges who met and had a role in selecting them. And then we had on Monday night our first public People's Choice event, where we had over 100 people came out and got to vote on an hors d'oeuvre selection. It was was an incredible day. I mean, they had spent the whole weekend getting food together, planning their meals, being getting ready, doing prep stuff on Sunday. And then Monday, one at a time, for 6 hours in a row, basically, with a little break for not lunch because the judges couldn't eat any more possibly, but for just a rest for a while. They had 3 in the morning, 3 in the afternoon, and they came out and had 30 minutes to present 3 courses. And then at 4:15, after that whole deal, they were given a surprise ingredient to use in hors d'oeuvres that they had to have prepared for this People's Choice event at 6:30 that evening. So they all put their thinking caps back on after they were handed a pumpkin and told that that was their secret ingredient. And they had to come back with an hors d'oeuvre a couple hours later that impressed people. And it was a great evening. We had a great crowd out there. And anyway, we are just in the very final stages of working things out. And we have made a selection and just working out the details here. And it should be very close to making an announcement soon on the new chef that will be coming in and when that will get started. And it will be hopefully another great year at the Copper. The last year with Chef Jimmy Sanabri has been outstanding and certainly – you know, we've seen a lot more traffic at the tower and people coming in, not just to take advantage of the great restaurant, but also to do tours and see the expositions in the gallery. Right now, there's still the Women Artists of the West exhibit going on, mm-hmm. which is, if people haven't seen that, it really is an incredible show. A vast array of incredible art yeah. by women in the West, and a lot of it is a Western theme art, which is a great right at home here with Willow Rock and Gilcrease and all kinds of mediums from bronzes to lots of paint. And other types of drawings and sketches and things.
And I'll add another word to that: show and sale. The art generally is for sale. Yeah. You can. It has to stay on display till the show's over, but then you can take it home.
Yeah. Another thing going on here the last week or so, and we're getting ready for, is the Ghost Walk coming up in Bartlesville here. And that's Maria.
Maria's been over there in the corner smiling
Maria,
all the way through.
You've been quiet now for 10 minutes.
I can do it. It's possible. Well, in the interest of full disclosure, my husband works for Brad, and so he's talking about all these great things happening at Dunge's, and I just want to say the staff are fantastic.
Well,
I love the people
thank
there.
You.
Not just because my husband works for Brad.
Well, Stuart's a great time. He's an old friend, and so are you. And
well,
I've known you since we came to Bartlesville, certainly since Stuart did.
They're just good people, and they really take care of you. So anyway, my little plug for Dunge's, but yeah. Yes.
You're involved in all kinds of
stop
things.
Stop by and
you were
say
one
hi
of
to
the
Stuart,
judges
yeah.
on the Right Chef event I was talking about.
Yep,
we
yep.
were together yesterday at the Tower Green or the Community Green, whatever we're going to call this thing, a meeting.
Yep.
We were both serving on the public committee to help with that project.
Yes.
And then you're involved with Ghost Walk, too. And we've got our friend Becky Cowan here from the Bartlesville Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Yeah.
And
Becky's the one that really makes all the magic happen.
Well, and Ghost Walk is an incredible event.
Yes.
I mean, it is really unique. I mean, in a way, and that's, I don't use that word often, but because it changes every year, and it's just so interactive and been so popular with the huge crowds that come do it, I think it's just incredible. So let's tell everybody about what's in store for them this year.
Well, this year, it starts next week on Wednesday and Thursday, October 24th and 25th. The first tour goes out at 6 p.m. and the last tour goes out at 8:45. Tours leave every 15 minutes. And they get a chance to walk around to some of the historic buildings downtown and hear stories of histories about the building and stories of actual events that took place in and around Washington County.
Mm-hmm.
And those stories were given to us by the Bartlesville Area History Museum, so they know their stuff. We're looking really forward to it. The tickets are going to be $10 per person, and tickets can be bought at the Hilton Garden Inn, which will be our starting point, and our stopping point will be the Bartlesville Community Center. So we're looking really forward to
So it's a walking tour downtown?
It is a walking tour, and it's about six-tenths of a mile.
Six-tenths. It's not too far, and you stop along the way and have recreations of these stories,
yes.
Right? That where the that you've gotten out of real stories out of the Bartlesville, the history of Bartlesville,
yes.
and local people have kind of crafted those into a live event, and how does that work? I mean, you must work on this for a long time.
Yes, I think we started working on it. I'm wanting to say in June. Troy Martin with the Children's Musical Theater is very instrumental in getting the actors and actresses to do the stories, and they are really great at their craft.
Uh-huh. Well, somebody's, of course, got to write them, I assume.
I helped with getting the writers together. Uh-huh. Like Becky said, we had help from the History Museum. Mm-hmm. They helped us put those stories sort of together, which ones would be good. And actually, this year, Tim Hudson helped us write a lot of those stories.
Been recently on the radio show,
and anyone that knows Tim knows, one, he's a writer, and two, he loves Halloween. It's almost a bit of a concern with Tim and Halloween, but he really had a great time writing these stories, some of these stories. Uh-huh. Joe Sears helped us write one of the stories as well.
I was going to say, because it's different writers every year and different people doing the acting.
So. Absolutely. So we've got a nice little spectrum of cross-section of people and stories and things that are happening.
The stories spooky?
The stories are a little spooky. They're just a little bit. And some of them are a little fun. You know, we have a story based on Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde made their way through Bartlesville at one point, Oklahoma. And so Tim wrote a nice little bit about that. Joe wrote about the... there's a ghost of the Caney River Bridge or something of that sort. Yeah. So, you know, and there's always a good...
Probably more than one.
Yes, I'm sure there's more than one. But Joe wrote a little story about that. We had a really interesting story about a shooting that took place at the courthouse. And I think the shooting probably took place at the original courthouse, but we're doing it at the Washington County courthouse. And it was
that's a nice thing about recreations. You can be a little
we can
creative.
Be wherever we want. Yeah, that's right. So there are definitely some great stories. You know, the thing that Becky was really instrumental in was helping us get our volunteers coordinated.
Yeah.
And
well, they're like this. I mean, it's a big deal. There's a lot of moving pieces, and for $10, that's a great value too.
Absolutely.
I mean, to think what it is to go to a play or do something like that, and here you get
exercise too.
And hopefully the weather cooperates. It'll be beautiful, though.
Becky, do you need more volunteers? Are you guys pretty well set?
We're doing pretty good on volunteers, but what we could really use is more tour guide assistants.
Mm-hmm.
And those are non-speaking parts, so if you're not a public speaker but you still would like to volunteer, we do have those positions available. If you contact Katie at the Bartlesville Community Center, she can get you set up with Sign Up Genius, and you can look on there and see what times are available.
Oh, cool.
And basically what you do is you just follow behind the tours and just make sure people keep on moving.
What's this event appropriate for? I mean, should you bring really young children, or
it's recommended for children for 12 and up. We have had other people bring younger children. Uh-huh. It's pretty much at their discretion, but
might be hard to focus for that long. How long does it take to complete the circuit?
Total would be about an hour and a half.
Okay, so that's pretty long, so you want to be able to handle that and keep focused for a while. But I'm sure that with all the great stuff going on with the Halloween theme already this year, they'll be interested. So 12 and up, and for more information, I can see you can call 918-336-8709.
I think I know the answer to this from previous interviews, but some folks maybe can't stand for a long time, and maybe some are slow walkers, and they might be a little hesitant to try it, but I think in general you can say use your own judgment, but you're invited and have a good time.
Absolutely. All of the locations, we do our best to make sure that those are accessible.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do have chairs set aside in each location for someone who may need to sit down and rest for a bit.
wanted to make sure we got that out. Just, you know, don't let that bother you. Come on out and have a good time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, outstanding. It sounds like a great event again. And once again, that starts next Wednesday night, October 25th, 24th and 25th at 6 p.m. And the tours leave every 15 minutes. And so there's a limit to the number of people who can do this, and it has sold out in the last several years, I believe.
This is the ninth year that we have been doing this, and yes, the crowds just keep getting bigger and bigger. So buy your tickets early. You can. That's not a problem. We had one organization that wanted to buy their tickets for their particular group way ahead of time. So then they invite the people from their organization to be able to come and use that, and they buy probably like a bulk of 50 or so for one of the first tours, I think, on Wednesday. So you can do that, or you can just buy a couple of tickets and get ready for a really fun time walking through downtown. Did I miss something, Becky?
I don't think so.
Okay, good.
I think, again, I remember from previous years, but I want to make sure, you know, are you buying for a specific time as far as you're buying a ticket at the, and I'm pulling this out of the air, the 7:30 event or whatever, right?
Yes. When you go to purchase your ticket, you're purchasing it for a specific time. And you can get those tickets at the Hilton Garden Inn, which is where we're going to be starting at. But if you want to go early and get a ticket for a later time, then you can do that. Get your ticket, then go have dinner somewhere, either at the Hilton Garden Inn or
That's
one of
great
the other
idea.
Eateries in the downtown area. Have a drink, kind of relax, and then come back at your tour time, and then you're ready to go.
Sounds like a deal.
Go for a stroll after dinner. That sounds like fun.
Absolutely. Well, we can't wait. We're excited. October is so full. Last week, I went to go talk to some people about what's happening in October. And just from the 15th till the 31st, I had two pages of notes.
Yeah,
I
mean, there's
jam-packed.
Always a lot.
Yeah.
Always a lot of stuff going on and stuff going on downtown. So does this program benefit something? Tell us about that.
So the Downtown Bartlesville Limited Group is the one that puts this event on still. The Convention and Visitors Bureau and the Bartlesville Community Center, we're also taking a role and trying to help and be a partner. But it's really for that Downtown Bartlesville group. And
helps
they
give them resources to do things to help Downtown Bartlesville
absolutely.
Be more beautiful and better for businesses and such.
Absolutely. And they're just a great group of people. Mark Haskell, Elizabeth Welch, Bo Wilson's been a big help through all of this. I'll forget somebody if I start listing names.
Well, you've done a good job so far.
And you know, yesterday we were both at a meeting for the I mentioned for the new Tower Green or whatever we're going to call this.
That's the generic name I think we've still used.
Well,
but
it is kind of been the placeholder, and I know some people we're really trying to figure out what the best name for that is. But I tell you, the design is so such a great design. And what's neat is, you know, we have those great anchors at each end of it. And I think when we brought in the team from Taliesin, all the students from that great architecture school that was founded by Frank Lloyd Wright, and both the community center and the Price Tower are from that school of architecture, basically, or from the tower itself. Frank Lloyd Wright designed it, and then someone from Taliesin who really designed the other. And there's pieces of all throughout both buildings designed from Taliesin. And, you know, but when they came together, they presented three different designs that, you know, in a lot of ways were similar and because I think the two anchors on each end were so informative to what the space and how you would use it. And, you know, and seeing what Scott Ambler and his team at Ambler Architects, who've done a bunch of pro bono work to help bring those designs together, have done really brings all three of those designs together, and I think it's just incredible.
We're really excited. It's been so great to be on this green space committee, and yesterday what Ambler Architects did was sort of marry both of all of those ideas that have sort of come out so far. They presented a draft
with a budget. So
yeah, within
we're still
a
trying
absolutely.
To put it, make sure that it stays within the amount of money that we had with on the bond issue that's already, you know, passed the election of the people is why we're creating this space. And And so we're, I know that everybody on the committee is taking that responsibility really, really seriously. And we've had, hundreds of hours of public input, and still another meeting next week where the public's invited to
come. Yeah, we have one more meeting before we hope to take it to City Council. And that was our goal all along from the get-go, was to be able to have something, some sort of, something to present to council by the end of October. And so we are looking forward to seeing what Ambler comes up with. Ambler Architects, they're going to give us a little bit more in-depth presentation, and then we're going to discuss some of the boring stuff, the business things, and then the name as well. And so the public is invited to that. It will most likely take place Wednesday at noon. So if you have a thought or you want to just come see how we've progressed thus far, please join us at that meeting on Wednesday.
Or give me a shout. I'd love to talk to you.
One more, we'll double you to figure out. You gave us the what and the where and the who and when, but not the where.
Oh, downtown City Hall.
That's City Hall in the conference room.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unless we get a huge crowd, that'd be great. We'll go move to a different room.
We have to after this, but we'll find out if anyone listens
that's
to my radio
that's
show.
Right. So, we're really excited. It's been a great year for Bartlesville.
Well, I know the community's excited about it, too. I tell you from my perspective, and it's a really important time for downtown Bartlesville and for it brings the community together, between these great assets of the community, the Price Tower, and for what it is. I mean, it seems like every day there's always several dozen people out there taking pictures of it from all over the world, and we have the great restaurant program going on now, and the great art stuff, and what all that's about really is just getting people in the building, and then we have the community center that the community invested in decades ago and has been such a great resource for us, and then bringing these two together, I mean, I think just breaks is going to bring a new life to downtown Bartlesville, and more activity and more development and more business opportunity for people, and make it more interesting for people to live here and come to Bartlesville to visit. And I think with we see new restaurants opening already and stuff, and with all that, I mean, I think Bartlesville is just continuing to grow, and I think it's a really exciting time, and proud to be a part of it.
So get involved and attend the next meeting.
Absolutely. And it's all about supporting Bartlesville. And the only thing that you can do by shopping local and supporting downtown is make this a better place for all of us. So, buy your cars locally and eat downtown and go to these kinds of events, so that just makes us able to generate more tax revenue to make this a better place to live.
And gives you more things to talk about to bring people in on the tourism and the meeting front, too.
Yeah. Well, people do visit Bartlesville these days.
They do. We get a lot of visitors, I'm telling you.
We'll put that hat on here. That's something we haven't talked about, but mostly that's what you do
is
help people that are coming to Bartlesville, or the people that serve those people.
Absolutely.
Really make it more of a compelling story.
We get calls from group tours every single week. They're coming from Texas and they're coming from Nebraska, and we've just had all kinds of folks coming to visit.
And I want to extrapolate a story out of the this week's Osage County Commissioners meeting as far as their tourism report. Visitors from Germany, visitors from Sweden, international visitors as well that were in Osage County just within the past couple of weeks. I assume, close enough, they probably stopped in Bartlesville.
They did, absolutely. And we work with Osage County Tourism. Kelly Bland is fantastic there. Joni Nash in Pawhuska and Reba Bueno at the Pawhuska Chamber. We try to partner with them as much as possible, because all we'll do by working together is make a bigger tourism product so that people will stay in our area longer. We want them to stay here longer and enjoy all the things that we have to offer.
Well, and I hear so often now people coming to Bartlesville to do stuff, like from Tulsa coming to Bartlesville to have dinner and stuff like that. And, people going to Pawhuska to go to the Mercantile. I mean, it's happening every day, and not just people from all over the world, but all over around here. And it's a really exciting time in our area. And, I think that season that is a great, great thing. And again, tying back to the community green space that we're working on, I mean, like all that just ties together and really is exciting.
We've got good momentum happening.
Yeah, we sure do.
And which makes it a great time to buy a car.
That's right. So, and great deals out of Dungis. And of course, with every new vehicle, you get the 7-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty that we provide at no additional cost to you. It's complimentary. It's got roadside assistance. It's a nationwide warranty. It's good at any ASE-certified shop or car dealer. It has roadside assistance and loaner pay for a rental car if you have to have it while traveling. So it's a great value.
All at the home of the 995 oil change, DungisChoice.com, or Dungis Family of Autos. For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 995.